baseball here at 1460.
We'll run down the schedule of the night game for you following the playing of our national anthem, which follows. Bucking the law of averages because the Red Sox have had a rather sorry month. Kansas City moves into Baltimore while the Detroit Tigers are in Washington. Those are all night games. In the National League, the front-running Pittsburgh Pirates play at St. Louis tonight. Cincinnati moves into Los Angeles for a later starting night game. And the Milwaukee Braves, who hope to get back into the pennant race, have an opportunity as they are in San Francisco tonight. So there are a lot of big ball games in both leagues, as the pennant race in both circuits seems to be taking some sort of shape now. The American League has five clubs that are running quite close, and the National League has, at the moment, three that are reasonably close, two that are very tight, Pittsburgh and the Giants, with the Braves short on games, but within striking distance. Jimmy Pearsall, who has been delighting the fans, not only with his base hits, but with his antics on the field, leads off. Jimmy has been wheeling a hot bat for the Indians. Moves into the leadoff spot as Art Dittmar peers in to pick up his sign from Yogi Berra. Wind up and the first pitch to Jim Pearsall. It's one hot hit in the left center field. The ball is into the gap for an extra base hit. That one may go all the way to the 357-foot mark. Pearsall is rounding second on his way to third base with a sliding triple. Jimmy Pearsall opens the ball game on the first pitch with a triple to deep left center. Now let's pick up Red Barber.
Don't waste any time. Hit the first pitch. He went up there hitting at 315. Now we have Ascomati, who has been doing a great job at second base. He's hitting 291. He's filling in for Johnny Temple, who's been out a couple of weeks. He was hit with a thrown ball on his right ankle, and it becomes a puzzling type of bone bruise. Ken Ascomati. They got him just in the nick of time from Washington. So, Pearsall at third, no score, nobody out. A slow curve is high inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Pearsall at third, opening the game with a triple. A curve is just outside and low. Ball two. Harvey Keene waiting on deck. Tomorrow's latest day, 2 o'clock game, and then 2 Sunday is the start of the doubleheader. 2-0 pitch is swung on, and there is a base hit in to center. Pearsall scores, and Ascomati sliced that ball. It looked as though he hit it sort of off the end of the bat, and the ball went on a tremendous curve. Sort of started toward short and wound up back at second base. So, a triple followed by a single, and the Indians have stormed out the front 1-0. That's the start of it. Harvey Keene hitting at 278. Outfield lays back into right field on him. An outside curve, and it is ball one. Marty leading off first. Scarron holding against him. 1-0. Favor Cleveland. Pitches low for ball two. 2-0. Kane swinging from the end. He stands well back from the plate. Takes a strike. Flatter got over. 1-1. Two balls, one strike. Third hit of the game. We've had a triple by Pearsall and a single by Scamotti. As a ground ball hits sharp in short, two back up for the tosses to Richardson. There's a throw on the first. Just in time for the double play. That ball was hit sharply to Tony. The reason it was close at first base was that Richardson, with a defense back toward right, was a long way off second, and Kubak had to hold the ball and wait for Bobby to come over to take the throw. So it is 6-4-3 for the double play. That's the 46th double play for the Yankees. And now we have Tito Francona hitting 308. And takes a slider in off of his hands for a called strike. Triple, single, double play. There's a foul back. Dittmar pulled the string, changed up. Strike two. Nothing in two. Left-hand hitter, standing right in the middle of the box, leans in and takes high inside for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. They play him to full and to right. Dittmar shakes off Yogi, now Narjez pitches, and it's a high fly ball back into deep right field. Maris is waiting, back on the track, makes the catch. So, one run, two hits. Score at the end of half an inning, Cleveland 1 and New York coming to bat.
You know, sometimes the way your car performs can be downright embarrassing, especially if it's been stalling freely, or idling rough, or possibly doesn't have the get-up-and-go that you're accustomed to. Well, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, a condition that can affect any car, old or new. Here's how. Exhaust fumes and minute particles of dirt can get by your air cleaner and build up deposits inside along the lower carburetor wall. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And you get rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But a dirty carburetor is one embarrassment you can forget about if you use new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. You see, Atlantic Imperial actually goes to work cleaning out the deposits in your carburetor as you drive. What's more, it keeps your carburetor clean, puts more pleasure back into driving. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. Tony Kubek to lead off, with Lopez and Mantle to follow as we get ready for the bottom of the first inning. With the Indians leading 1-0. To Hank Foyles, his catcher, with Tony Kubek leading off for the Yankees. The windup of the first pitch. Taken inside, ball one. Red.
Kubek hitting at 283. 1-0 favor of the Indians. Mm-hmm. field, a fastball. It is past him. He was swinging. 1-1. Mark started pitching pro ball 53 at Daytona Beach, Florida. He's had a good minor league seasoning. Ball strike two. Was a slider just above the knees on the inside. Pitch swung on. There's a high fly ball out into left center. Pearsall, the center fielder, under it. He got it. Hector Lopez. He's got his average right up to 325. He's been some ball player lately. He's had 17 hits in his last 35 at-bats. That's a pace of 486. Lock delivers, a curveball in there. Strike one. Lock is a compact pitcher. He's not 6 feet. Very much an alive, strong body. Ball right back over. Call strike two. Nothing in two. The roster lists them at 5'11", 185 pounds. Pitches outside. Ball one. Knapp, the plate umpire, walks halfway out to the mound, so let me see the ball. He's examining it, and finds it's okay. One ball, two strikes. One to nothing, Cleveland. That field is around foot right on Lopez. Swinging, fouls a fastball back on the screen. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out for New York, last first inning. Lock pumps. Fastball. Not holding. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed delivers, and there's a fastball hit down to short. Up with it is Hell. There's a throw over to Power, who one-hands it. He plays a one-handed first base. Boy, he plays it. And we have Mickey Mantle coming up. Mantle has moved his average up to 260. He's had 9 out of his last 18 at-bats. That's a pace of 500. He's been on base 14 times in his last 25 at-bats. He's had 7 home runs in his last 15 games. He's hit 3 home runs in the last 2 games. Batting left-handed against the right-hander. Takes the fastball high. Ball one. Hank Foyles back of the plate. Still deep around toward right. Mickey sets himself. Locke takes the sign, starts pumping. serve. Matt will swing and doesn't get it. Up toward his hand, and it is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cleveland leading 1-0 here in the first inning. Ralph Howell coaching at first base. Frank Grizzetti at third. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Boy. The fella throws that ball hard. Swinging, fouls it off. One ball, two strikes. Matt is set. Block delivers, and it is high outside. Ball two, 2-2. Taking his time. It's always interesting when you see a pitcher that you have never seen work before. They all work a little differently. Right now, he is making Mantle wait. I mean, ostensibly, he's fixing some ground out there. Mickey finally walked out of the box. Now he's back in. All right, two balls, two strikes. Right-handed delivers, and Mantle hits a curveball fair down by first base. Power fielder throws to Locke, who covers for the out. So the score at the end of the first inning remains Cleveland 1 and New York nothing. Well, Joe Ripley just got an AP bulletin. What is it, Joe?
Well, this bulletin just came in on the Associated Press wire. Red, Dateline Boston, says the Boston Red Sox have fired manager Billy Gergis. And it continues. Gergis currently is on leave from the ball club. That's the end of the bulletin as it's received right now. There'll probably be details later.
All right, sir. Thank you. Now, some details on the other ball games. Speaking about Boston, the White Sox are up there tonight. Kemmerer is going to go for Chicago, and Brewer will go for Boston. Kansas City's at Baltimore tonight. Hall for the Athletics, and Steve Barber for the Orioles. Detroit is at Washington, Bunning for Detroit, Stubbs for Washington, and Bilko has counted for 3 runs with a home run in the first inning, which is still in progress. This afternoon, out of Chicago, the Cubs beat the Phillies 6-1. And a thing that will interest you, I'm sure, is that our old friend Mark Freeman, who was with the Yankees at spring training camp and was sold to the Cubs, pitched his ballgame all the way, allowed the 1 run and only 4 hits. Thanks to his 15th home run to help him out of the law. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Cincinnati, Los Angeles, Milwaukee at San Francisco tonight. So, we're up to date. This is 1-0 Cleveland, and here is Vic Power. Has the most hits on the ball club. He has 50. Swings, and has a line drive, which Boyer comes up with at third base. Who was in close, suspicious of a bunt on Power, leaned far to his left and flat on the grass, on the inner infield grass, grabbed the line drive and took the base hit away from Vic Power. So we have one out. Power went up there at 331. Here is Woody Held hitting 255 and takes a fastball inside. Ball one. Held is top man in RBIs, 32. Swings above a curve. Strike one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. one pitch. Fastball inside, and it is ball two. 2-1. Ma working to New York, delivers, and there's a bounce ball to third. Boyer up with it, fires over to Scourin. Well, two up, two away. When you see this young man on the infield, you'll see a fellow really operate out there, this Boyer. And when you come out to the ballpark, I hope a lot of you will be out here the next couple of days, watch the throw that this fellow has. That ball just goes on a clothesline. And accuracy. Now we have George Strickland. Takes a curve over for a called strike. Right-hand hitter. George is 3-for-23 this year. Very smooth fielder. Pitches in the dirt, low outside, ball one. First saw George playing, he was with Pittsburgh, then came over to Cleveland and was their shortstop for many years in that pennant year that they had, 54. Last couple of years, he's been over at third base. All right, 1-0, favor of the Indians, two out, top of the second, nobody on. Whitmore delivers a curve that's over. Slow curve for a call, second strike. One ball, two strikes. Strickland chokes up on the bat about an inch. He just tries to meet the ball. Takes a curve for call, strike three. Hit the inside corner. Nope. First strike out of the evening. And the score at the end of an inning and a half. The Indians won, and the Yankees nothing.
Are you really satisfied with the way your car has been acting lately? Maybe it's nothing you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps, or rough idling. Less miles per gallon. Now, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants. Get by your air cleaner and build up deposits on the carburetor wall near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And the result is rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But now you can eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So, to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go.
Now we have Roger Maris. First up, last in the second inning, hitting 331. He had really taken over right field. Swings and fouls it into the dirt, strike one. He is the home run leader in the league and the RBI man. Had 12 home runs in his last 21 games, 4 in his last 6. Outfield deep, around toward right. Maris swings, hits a high fly ball into short right center field. Escalante, the second baseman, is out under it. And he has it. So, up line. Second baseman. And Mr. Barra steps in, hitting 327. Field remains around into right, but not as drastically so as it was for Maris. This Pearsall is really playing all over center field. He moves a great deal. He's a wonderful center fielder. Bobby Locke delivers, and it's a fastball for a call strike. Waist high on the outside. Nothing in one. on. Pass to the second. Block delivers, and it's a fastball low inside. One and one. Young man pitching for the first time against the Yankees, and of course, the first time at the stadium. Fine young pitching around here the next few days. Vera hits a curveball high out to left field where Francona is under it. Tito gathers it in, and we have two men out, and Bill Scourer marches up to the plate, hitting 303. Tomorrow, Whitey Ford will go against Mudkip Grant, and Sunday it'll be all strong young right arms, Coates and Gerber. It's the first start for Gerber since the Yankees brought him back to Richmond where he was 7-1. And for the Indians, it'll be Bell and Terry. Down at 303. Takes a curveball over for a call strike. Strike one pitch. Fastball is low. 1-1. Ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch, swung on as a curveball beaten foul. As we said a moment ago, it is always interesting to watch a pitcher for the first time. And I want to get Rizzuto to come in here at the end of this second inning and tell us his appraisal of this young right-hander. Being a former great ball player, it seems to me he's throwing that ball very hard. And when he throws the curveball, it breaks. So we'll see what Rizzuto says in a moment. Right now, Mr. Scarra is trying to hit him. So let's see what Bill does with the problem. Takes a fastball low inside to the knees, and it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Talking with Mel Harder before the game, and when you stop and think about it, see, the 2-2 pitch, low outside, breaking ball, ball three. I don't recall a year in which so many young pitchers that could throw hard as we've had in the American League this year. You look at the Baltimore staff, look at some of these youngsters that the Yankees have come up with. Cleveland Club. I mean, they can all throw it. He's 3-2 with Scourin. Delivers, and Moose hits a bounding ball to short. Held up with it by the bag, over to first in time. Nice play. And Scourin is out. So the score at the end of two innings, Cleveland 1 and New York nothing. And you know?
Now, you spend good money for your car, so naturally you want the very best performance from it. A dirty carburetor, however, can rob your car of power. It can cause stalling, rough idling, and waste gasoline. How can you keep your carburetor clean? Easy. Just use Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. New Atlantic Imperial Gasoline cleans your carburetor while you drive and keeps it clean. That's Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that ends the dirty carburetor problem for good. Let's take this opportunity to pause for station identification. This is the home of Champions Network.
Tune to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, 29 minutes after 8.
Ready now for the top of the third inning. And Hank Foyles comes out to lead off for the Indians. The Indians picked up a run in the first inning when Jimmy Pearsall hit the first ball pitch for a booming triple to left center and came home on Ken Astromonte's single. Was with the Pittsburgh Ball Club. The first pitch to Foyles is swung out and dribbled foul right at the plate. Strike one.
Hit Marsh first. Takes it into the ground. Foul, strike one. Coyle's hitting 391. He's 9 for 23. Picks a curveball outside. One ball, one strike. He started out this year with Kansas City, and then they sent him on down to Columbus. Pitch swung on. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Mattel is going back, and pulls it down way out there. Gee, he hit that ball a ton. I believe in any other ballpark in the league, that would have been a home run. Any other ballpark in the league. Mattel, just as he was ready to leave the grass out there in deep left center, made the catch. We have the pitcher, Bobby Locke. He's a good hitting pitcher. He's 1 for 2. And he hit when he was up last year. I think in the first ball game he pitched last year, he hit himself a home run. Well, the crowd's still buzzing over Mattel overhauling that ball. Locke swings and puts the wood to it. There's a line drive into right center that gets away from Mattel as he tries to shoot swing. It rolls on to the Gilroy fence. Maris retrieves it, and it's a double for Locke. He's all business. He doesn't hit like a pitcher. Mattel kept coming in on the ball, tried to shoestring it, and the ball hit about 2 or 3 feet in front of him, bounced off of his chest. Maris retrieved it, and it's a double for Locke, the right center. Mickey wasn't going to quit on it. It's the third hit now for Cleveland, and here's Pearsall, who began the ball game hitting the very first pitch for a triple. And Asomati followed with a single, and that's the one run that we have so far tonight. Locke with a jacket on, leads off second, and Pearsall bluffs the bunt and takes the fastball over for a called strike. Nothing in one. One man out. Deals low outside. It gets away from Bella, and Locke goes over to third base. Wild pitch. Richardson comes in from second, talking to Dittmar. The infield is up for the runner at third base. Dittmar deals, and there's a ground ball back to the pitcher. The runner is held, and Pearsall is easily thrown out at first base. Now we have Ken Ascomati, who singled in the first inning. He has been a lifesaver for Cleveland, playing while Temple has been out of there for a couple of weeks with a bad ankle. And they don't know when John is going to get back because the ankle seems to improve one day and then is bad again the next. I know when he came in from taking batting practice, his manager, Joe Gordon, asked him tonight, how is it? And he said, well, he said, it's worse than it was yesterday. Asomati cut to the curve, doesn't get it. Strike one. With his double and a wild pitch to third, two out, the infield is back, outfield around toward left. And that's for Monty. Smallish right hand batter, takes a curve outside for a ball. 1-1. Fine crowd, two hot ball clubs, baseball's great stadium. Change of pace that floats right over for call, strike two. When I was a boy, I used to call that a slow ball. And that is the pitch that when it comes over for a strike, always seems to attract the crowd. One reason they can really see it. One ball, two strikes. Kerr swung on in line foul down in the left field corner. One and two. Trying to keep the ball game 1-0. Sends are so long that Estramonte finally backs out. One and two. The pitch swung on, grounded down to short. Kubek up with it. The throw over to first in time. Estramonte is out, and Dittmar gets out of the threat. Runs, one hit, one left, and the score ended 2.5 innings. The Indians won, and the Yankees, nothing.
Ever stop to think about the little things that add up to having a good day? Things like a bright, sunny morning, hot coffee, toast, done the way you like it. And when you hop in your car and you want the engine to start right up, to idle smoothly, to give good performance while you're on the go. Many times it's the little things that keep an engine running at its best, like a sound and clean carburetor. Today's Atlantic Imperial gasoline is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean. A clean carburetor means smoother performance and greater gasoline economy. Make every day a good day. Start off with Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
Locke is getting ready to pitch to Richardson, Boyer, and Dittmar, last of the third, and we'll pause for station identification. Bobby Richardson is to be the first batter. Sitting 217. The outfield is rather shallow on him. Especially Pearsall in center. And it is straight away. Strickland is up a couple of steps to third. Suspicious of a bunt. Block delivers. It's a fastball in close to the hands. Ball one. One and all. Ball, no strikes. Pitch low outside, ball two. Block is deliberate about his pitching. He's in a hurry. Now he's pumping. Fastball inside, ball three. Mike Falls, the catcher, walks halfway out to the mound to give him some encouragement, also to slow him up a little bit. He hasn't been far away from the plate, but he hadn't been over it. All right, 3-0. The pitch is over. 3-1. Bobby cuts his eyes down at Frank Crosetti, who gives the orders from Stengel. The 3-1 pitch is low, ball four. So Richardson first up is on, last of the third, just put the tying on at first. And here is Cletus Foya. Hitting 214. He is meeting the ball. He's closed his stance. Pitch, there goes Richardson. There is a swing and a miss at the plate, and Bobby is out. Nope, the ball is dropped. The ball is dropped by Astomonte. There was first the outside given by Drummond, who was standing right on top of the play, and then and he had the outside on, and then suddenly he switched to the safe, so the ball came out of Astolani's glove, and Richardson, who was out, is not out. The hit and run was on. Boyer swung and did not get a low outside curve. And the second baseman, of course, draws an error. Bobby at second base. 1-0 Cleveland. There's a line drive in the left center for a base hit for Boyer. Richardson is coming in to tie it up. Boyer's on his way to second base, and he has it for a double. So the ball game is even, and this is the first hit. The error is immediately turned into a run. And up now is Art Dittmar, who is a good hitting pitcher. Infield is up looking for the bunt. Vic Power is a third of the way in from first base. Hit a real line drive right in the alley in left center. Bobby Locke delivers, and the pitch is low inside, ball one. And this is his second start since they brought him up from Indianapolis. First time he's been scored on, he shut out Detroit. Of course, this is not an earned run. However, they play for runs, and the runs are 1-1. A curve swung on and missed. The ball was not bunting. However, he may be on the next one. We'll see. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch. He bunts at it and fouls it. Strike two. I think the Indians are still expecting Dittmar to bunt. Yep, Power is still in at first base. Boyer with his double. Halfway around, nobody out. Locke taking the sign from Foyles. Still looking for the sign. Now he comes to a set position. He pitches. It's a high outside curve. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Clock is set. Deals. There's a bounce ball. It's a base hit through the middle for Dittmar, and Boyer has to hold at third base. Pearsall charged in a hurry. Boyer could not break when the ball was hit because for a moment it looked as though the pitcher had a chance. He had to hesitate, and then it was too late to try and make it home. So it is a single through the middle for Dittmar. Runners at first and third, and here's Tony Kubek. We'll hit a fly ball to center field in the first inning. 1-1 tie. Infield is in double play depth. Kubek swings, hits the ball to Power, who throws to second base, and here is Boyer in, who throws to first. is not in time. Power had the ball and took a look at the runner at third to be sure he wasn't coming in. And Boyer wasn't. And the second to Power threw the ball down to second base. Bingo, here came Boyer. So the run is in, and by the time they got the relay back, the first two-back who can move was across the bag. So it is a fourth at second base on Dittmar. The first baseman's in the shortstop. Boyer scores. The run batted in for two-back. This second run is earned, and the Yankees lead 2-1, and here's Hector Lopez, who's got the hottest bat. Takes the curveball over for a strike. Lopez is thrown out short in the first inning. Nothing in one. Kubek dances down on first base. We have one out. There's a line drive foul. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Infield, double play depth. Delivers a pitch out, but Kubek wasn't going. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Throw to first, nothing doing. Clock is being quite deliberate. Lopez crouches. 1-2 pitch is swung on. There's a line drive in the center. Base hit. Kubek holds up at second. He wasn't running with the pitch. And this Lopez continues to hit that ball, doesn't he? The big fella, Mickey Mantle. That field around toward right and deep on Mickey, batting left-handed. The Yankees on top, 2-1. Young right-hander, Bobby Locke, delivers, and it is into the knees. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Deals. Mantle swings. There's a line drive base hit in the center. Kubek is around third. He's coming on for the plate. And Lopez has to stop at second base. The throw goes to third. And it's 3-1, New York. The Yankees are hitting Lock hard. That was a close line of the center field for Mickey, and it is now 3-1 New York. That's the 25th RBI for Mantle. He's moving along now at a 500 pace. We told you the first time he came up that Mantle has had 9 for his last 18, so he now has 10 for his last 20 official at bat. Roger Maris up to second in the second inning as the hitter. Lopez is the runner at second base. Mantle at first. Outfield is deep around toward right on Roger. The Cleveland bullpen is alive. The Yankees are swinging the wood here in the third inning. Lock delivers, and it is low inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ladies' Day tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and then a doubleheader Sunday. We got the baseball for you at the ballpark. Block delivers, and there's a line drive that Powell grabs with one hand, steps on the bag for an unassisted double play. Maris slams his helmet down. He really hit it. But a line drive with Powers, who plays with one hand. He just one-handed the ball and stepped over on first base. And that's all there was to it. So, that double play puts the brakes to it. But not before the Yankees got three runs. They took full advantage of the error down at second base. That opened the door. Three runs on four hits. One error, one man left. And the totals at the end of three. The Yankees, three runs, four hits, and no errors. The Indians, one run, three hits, and one error.
Say, all you outboard racing fans, don't forget, if you're in the North Country this month, in fact, next weekend, plan to see the big Thousand Island International Outboard Marathon, which will be held June 11th and 12th in Alexandria Bay. That's the International Outboard Marathon next weekend in Alexandria Bay. Cleans your carburetor as you drive. That's what New Atlantic Imperial Gasoline does. Keeps it clean, too. Try it and see for yourself. Little Phil Rizzuto is handling things radio side now. All right, Phil.
Actually, the Indians had two chances to snuff out the Yankee rally that time. The chance to get Richardson on the steal, and then Vic Powers, fine backhand stop, but then his delay of throwing the ball to second allowed Boyer to score. One of the three runs is unearned against Locke. Here's the pitch to Keene. It's over, strike called. Hard hit bar on the mound. Fastball hit slowly down the third baseline, but fouled. It kicked off Keene's left foot. Picked up by Cletus Boyer. Flips in to Larry Knapp for a look at the ball. Rubs it up and keeps it in play. Two strikes on Harvey Keene. On deck, Tito Francona. The two-strike pitch is line to center field, a base hit. As Harvey Keene hit a nothing and two pitch that was high and outside right through the middle. That's hit number four off Dittmar. And it brings up Tito Francona, who flied high and deep to right field in the first inning. The first five men in the Indian batting order are right up around or over 300. Here's Saul Aspermonte, Keene, Francona, and Powell. There's a soft toss to first. Harvey Keene back in plenty of time. Dittmar stretches. Pitch to Francona is popped down the left field line. It's curving and goes foul. There's a ball that Lopez could never have reached as Hector was playing over in left center a little bit and was far enough down the line where Boyer nor Kubek could reach it, but it was fouled by about 5 or 6 feet. One strike on Tito Francona. Francona bats him left-handed. Here's a stretch by Dittmar. Pitch outside. Ball one, one and one. On deck is Victor Parr. Crowd here tonight to see the league-leading Cleveland Indians and the red-hot New York Yankees. Yankees leading 3-1 in the top of the fourth. Keene leading off first. Pitch is hit right in front of the plate. Dittmar coming down. Up would have to hustle a throw in time to get Francona. Moving to second is Keene. That ball hit the plate, rolled about halfway out to the mound, and then almost stopped dead. As Yogi started out for it, Dittmar hesitated, but then Art came in and had to make the play. It was not a sacrifice as he swung at the ball. Keene is down at second. Here's Vic Powell, who lined a third. Cletus Boyer making a spectacular diving catch. He was playing Power in, and Vic hit the ball right on the nose. Pitch to Power. Is popped in the air. It is short left field. Kubek going back. Mantle in, and Mantle can't get it. And Keene is going to third base, and Power is pulling up at second with a double. And Mickey really gave that a gallant try as he slid about 10 feet on the outfield grass, got his glove on the ball, but his momentum kicked the ball right out of his glove. It rolled about 20 feet away from him. Harvey Keene had gone back to tag up at second and could only make third. And Powell, who was running from the minute he hit the ball, ends up at second base. A double, a short center field by Vic Power. We knew Kubek couldn't get to it, and Mantle, with a sudden burst of speed, did catch up to the ball, but couldn't hold on to it. And here's Woody Held, who bounced out to third base in the second inning. Yankees 3, the Indians 1. We're in the top of the fourth. Vic Power with a big lead off second. Harvey Keene, a short lead off third. Power is at least halfway to third. Now he's going further. The pitch is hit on the ground, is short. The run scores. Kubek's throw goes to first in time to get Held. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. Boy, that Vic Power was better than halfway to third base when Held hit the ball. I've never seen such a big lead. An RBI for Woody Held. His 33rd of the year. He leads the Indians in that department. Also leads in home runs with 11. Here's George Strickland. Strickland was called out on strikes in the second inning. Vic Power remained at second. Actually, he could have gone to third easily had he kept running, but he wasn't quite sure what Harvey Keene was going to do, so he hustled back to second. The pitch is low inside, ball one. Power is an exciting ball player to watch, whether he's at bat, on the bases, or in the field. Two men out, one run in. The Yankees 3, the Indians 2, top of the fourth. Sets. Fastball over the outside corner. Strike one, 1-1. On deck, Hank Foyles, the catcher. All right, here's the stretch by Dittmar. The pitch is hit in center field. Mickey Mantle moves in two steps under it and makes the catch. And for the Indians in the top of the fourth, one run on two base hits. No Yankee errors and one man left to score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 3 and the Indians 2.
Just about all of us are familiar with Atlantic's outdoor billboards. Beautiful color photographs of mountains, farms, lakes, and many other appealing scenes. And you're familiar, too, with the words, Atlantic keeps your car on the go. When you connect the words and pictures, you get the idea of just what Atlantic means. Quality products to meet your driving needs. Today's Atlantic Imperial gasoline, for example, now cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. With Atlantic Imperial, you can enjoy smooth engine performance, greater gasoline economy. Use Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
...1460 on the radio dial is WOKO, Albany, New York. 1 minute before 9.
In the bottom of the fourth inning, Yogi Berra will be leading off for the Yankees. Yogi flied to left field in the second inning. Yankees 3, Indians 2, bottom of the fourth. Barris, Scarron, and Richardson to face Bobby Locke. First pitch to Yogi is a curve over strike call. Larry Knapp calling balls and strikes tonight. Frank Crisetti coaching at third. Ralph Houck down at first. Ground ball hit to first. Vic Power gloves it one-handed, races to the bag for the unassisted pullout. He's the best glove man in the American League at first base, that's for sure. Bill Scarron, who bounced to the shortstop his first time at bat, steps into the batter's box. Pitch to the Moose, swung at and missed, strike one. Pitcher. Locke can't get it. A base hit for Bill Scarron. A pretty push bunt by the Moose. Got it by Bobby Locke, who dove for it, slowed it down a little with his glove, then fielded it lying flat on the ground as he tried to throw, threw it over Vic Power's head very softly, but not far enough to allow Scarron to advance. It's a bunt single for the Moose. Hit number five off Bobby Locke. Both teams now have five base hits. The Yankees lead 3-2. Bobby Richardson, who walked in the third inning, was safe at second when Astromonte dropped Boyle's throw. Richardson had been called out and then came around to score on Boyle's double. Vic Power holding first against Scarron. One away. Bobby Locke checking the sign from Hank Foyles. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. His pitch is inside, ball one. Vic Power walking over to talk with Bobby Locke. No strikes on Bobby Richardson. One man out. Here's the stretch by Locke. The pitch is over. Strike call. One and one. To the stretch position. Check of Scarron at first. The pitch is hit on the ground. A base hit to right field. Moose is around second and holds on. The throw comes in to second base. Bobby Richardson punched the ball between Vic Power and Ken Astromonte. And the Yankees have runners at first and second with one out and the batter Cletus Boyer. Boyer's double in the third inning to deep left center field drove in Richardson. Having a little action in the Indian bullpen right now. 3-2, the Yankees lead, bottom of the fourth. Scarron at second, Richardson at first. Boy of the batter. Stretch by Locke. The pitch is low, ball one. Pearsall continues to play a very shallow center field. Here's the stretch. The pitch is high, ball two, 2-0. Boyer started a swing and checked it. Had to wait for Larry Knapp to make the decision. Dick Stigman, the left-hander, loosening up in the Indian bullpen. The 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three. 3-0. Bobby Locke, who had retired six men in a row the first two innings without a base hit, gave up four hits in the third inning, has given up two hits here in the fourth, and has a 3-0 count on Cletus Boyle with action in the Indian bullpen. The 3-0 pitch is over, strike call. Boyle started to throw his bat away and run down to first base. 3-1 on Cleet. Aspromonte trying to hold Scarron close at second. Here's a stretch by Locke. There go the runners. The ball is high. Ball four, and the bases are loaded. The second walk given up by Locke. The bases are loaded, and the batter due to come up, Bart Dittmar. And here comes Dittmar out of the Yankee dugout. Art single to center in the third inning to keep the Yankee rally going after attempting to bunt and getting two strikes on him. He swung away and bounced a single right over the pitcher's head out to center field. Three men on, one out, and the Yankees leading 3-2. Crisetti talking with Bill Scarron down at third base. Strickland is playing in at third. Vic Power in at first, and held at short, and Aspromonte at second are playing halfway. Richardson is at second. Boyer at first. Here's the windup. The pitch to Dittmar is fouled back, strike one. Locke rubbing up a new baseball. 3-2, the Yankees lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The wind up by the right hander. The pitch is hit on the ground. Back to the pitcher. Up with it. Throws to the plate for one. Back to first. Double play. He hit it right back to Bobby Locke, who bobbled the ball momentarily, picked it up at his feet, threw to the catcher, back to first, double play, and the Yankees failed to score. They had a big chance that time for the Yankees in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on two base hits. No Indian errors. Two men left to score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees 3, the Indians 2, and we pause for station identification. Special announcement, and once again a vote of confidence spelled the kiss of death for Billy Gergis as far as managing the Red Sox. Billy Gergis was fired today from the Red Sox as manager. The announcement of the action was made only minutes before the Red Sox-White Sox game. Remember, Gergis was given a leave of absence 2 days ago and was ordered to take a rest by the doctors. He was reported to be under severe strain due to the slump that sent his club to last place in the American League. And the Red Sox made no mention of a permanent successor, but said Coach Del Baker, who has been serving as an interim manager, will continue in that capacity. Tough break for Billy. That's the way the ball bounces. And right now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp refresher Ballantine beer. You know, Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. Leading off for the Indians here in the top of the fifth, Hank Foyles, who sent Mickey Mantle over 400 feet to deep left center field before Mantle could pull down his long drive. Didn't look like Mickey was ever going to catch up to that ball. The pitch to Foyles is high, ball one. Quick look at the scoreboard. Red Sox 2, White Sox 1 at the end of 2.5. Kansas City 3, Baltimore 3 at the end of 3. Tigers 4, Washington nothing. Tigers 5, now Washington nothing at the end of 3. Pitch to Foyles is swung at and missed. Strike 1, 1-1. The National League, the Cubs defeated the Phillies 6-1. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Cincinnati at Los Angeles, Milwaukee at San Francisco start later on. 1-1 on Foyles. Curve is swung and it missed. Strike 2. 1-2. Tip. Bounces over towards the Yankee dugout. 1-2 on Foyles. Nobody out, nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. The Yankees lead 3-2. All right, Dittmar checking the sign from Yogi. Here's the windup. Pitch is hit foul outside of third. Nice play by Boyer again. Man, that Boyer is all over the place. He dove through the air to take a base hit away from Vic Fowler. He dove on both knees that time and backhanded the ball, even though it was foul off the bat of Hank Foyles. He doesn't appear to be fast, but he moves real quick. Good reflexes. Foyle, 6 feet tall, 195 pounds. Started this season with the Kansas City A's. A drive to deep left field. Lopez going back, way back. And makes the catch just in front of the fence. And Hank Foyles has really put the wood to the ball both times at bat. First time he sent Mantle to deep left center. This time he sent Lopez against the barrier in deep left field. One away, here's Bobby Locke, who doubled a right center field in the third inning. First pitch to Locke is a curve low outside, ball one. Nothing pitch is in there. Strike call. 1-1 the count. Jimmy Pierce all on deck. The 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground of the shortstop. Kubek is up with the ball on two hops. Throws to Skarin two away. That brings up Jimmy Pearsall, who opened the ball game, hitting the first pitch to deep left center field for a triple and scoring on Astromonte's single. But then in the third inning, with a runner at third and one out, he hit back to the box. Jimmy 1-for-2. Came into the game batting 315. Pitch is high, ball one. Two men out, nobody on. 3-2, the Yankees lead. Top of the fifth inning. There's a base hit to left field. We had a wait as Kubek leaped high in the air and almost got his glove on that ball. Pearsall gets his second base hit of the night. A solid line drive to left. Jimmy is using a much heavier bat this year, by the way. He's gone to a 37-ounce bat and not swinging quite as hard, and he's getting better wood on the ball. With two out, here's Ken Aspromonte, who singled a center field in the first inning to drive in a run and then bounced to short in the third. Timeout as Jimmy Pearsall awaits his regular cap from the Indian bat boy. Pearsall has 9 stolen bases, by the way. He likes to run those bases. You give him the least little opportunity and he'll go. Two men out. Here's a stretch by Dittmar. The pitch to Aspromonte is a base hit to right field. Pearsall around second. bobbled the ball, and he'd have been a dead duck. Boy, he rounded second base just as Maris got to that ball. And with Maris's arm, he would have been out, but he kept going, and maybe that's why Roger bobbled the ball momentarily. Tried to hurry it a little too soon. A single and an error. A single and an error. Puts runners at first and third with two out. And the batter, Harvey Keene. Keene hit into a double play and single to center. Scored one run. The pitch to Keene. Strike called on the outside corner. Keene seems to be standing deeper in the batter's box. He's just about as far away as you can possibly get. Reminds me a little of the old Rogers Hornsby stance. I don't remember seeing Hornsby play too much, but Bill Velastro and Bob Delaney do, and they were telling me about Hornsby's stance. Here's the pitch. Low outside. Ball one, one and one. Astromonte leading off first. Pearsall off third. Two men are out. Pearsall's bouncing up and down like a rubber ball at third, trying to distract Art Dittmar. Pitch to Keene. Curveball hit. Foul down the right field line. One ball, two strikes. Actually, the way Keene is standing, it looks like a ball over the outside part of the plate. He wouldn't be able to reach it, but he steps into every pitch. Here's the stretch by Dittmar. Low ball two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two men on. 3-2, the Yankees lead. Top of the fifth inning. Again, Dittmar stretches. Pearsall starts down the line. The pitch is fouled into the upper deck and back of the plate. Count holds it 2-2. Tito Francona is on deck. All right, Dittmar ready again for the 2-2 delivery. High ball three, full count. And with the count 3-2 and two out, Astromonte will be off with the pitch at first base. Look at Pearsall at third telling Astromonte what to do. He's yelling, when he comes down, you go. And they want the umpires to make Dittmar stop when he comes to his waist. That's what Dittmar and JoJo Moore, the third base coach, JoJo White, excuse me. All right, here's the stretch by Dittmar. There goes Astromonte. The slow curve is popped in a short right field, but curving foul and back into the stands out of play. Maris coming full blast could not have caught up to that one, had it stayed fair. Was hit right off the end of the bat. JoJo White coaching at third and Red Crest over at first. Again the stretch. Quick throw to first, but Astromonte's back. He's not taking a big lead, but breaks just as soon as Dittmar delivers the ball. Once again, Dittmar sets. The payoff pitch is line. Fair ball in the left field corner. Pearsall scores. Astromonte pulls up at third, and Keene goes to second base as Lopez throw come into third base. The score is tied, 3-3. The two are out. Pearsall single, Astromonte single, and Harvey Keene doubled. And the score is tied 3-3 with the batter Tito Francona and runners at second and third and two out. For Keene, his seventh double of the year and his 20th run batted in. Francona is 0 for 2, fly to right and hit back to the box. Dittmar pitching with his full windup. Keene leads off second. Aspromonte off third. Pitch to Francona, low inside, ball one. On deck, Vic Power. Nothing pitch is hit on the ground. Richardson up with it. Throws to Scarron in time for the out. A pretty play by Bobby Richardson. But the Indians come up with one run on three hits. One Yankee error. Two men left to score at the end of four and a half innings. Cleveland 3 and the Yankees 3. Fifth inning, the Yankees have the top of their batting order, ready to face Bobby Lock. Tony Kubek, Hector Lopez, and Mickey Mantle. Tony's 0 for 2, fly to center, hit into a force play. Tony has scored one run tonight and has driven in a run. Lock into the windup, the pitch to Kubek. Way over everybody's head and back to the screen. It was not a knockdown pitch with Kubek, a left-hand hitter, was way to the far left of home plate, away from Kubek, but over Foyle's head and over Larry Knapp's head and right against the screen. Ball one. Three to score. Pitch low inside, ball two. 2-0. Cleveland has 8 base hits. The Yankees have 6. Pitch low inside, ball three. 3-0. Yankees scored all three of their runs in the third inning. The pitch right down the middle, strike call. 3-1 on Kubek. Here's a 3-1 delivery. Outside, ball four. Kubek walks. That's the third walk given up by Bobby Lock. And here's Hector Lopez, who bounced it short and singled. Hector now has 18 base hits in his last 37 at-bats. Lopez looks down at Frank Crisetti. On deck is Mickey Mantle. Here's a stretch by Lock. Pitch to Lopez is a curve over strike call. Hector bluffed a bunt that time. Mach picks up some dirt, rubbing it on the ball. One strike on Lopez. Nobody out. Kubek leads off first. Quick throw to first, Tony back. Lopez steps out of the box. Time is called. Cleveland outfield playing Lopez straight away. The one strike pitch, curve, lines a big foul, who makes another double play. A leaping one-hand catch. Boy, that power seems to be in the right spot at the right time all the time. As Lopez trying to hit the ball between first and second, hit a solid line drive. Vic Power, with beautiful timing, leaped as high as he could, made the catch. Kubek was a dead duck as he had taken two steps toward second. That's the second double play that Vic Power has made that way. And here's Mickey Mantle, who bounced to first and single to center. He's driven in one run. 3-3 the score, bottom of the fifth. Here's the first pitch to Mantle. A foul out of play, strike one. Vic Power has been involved in three double plays tonight, but the other one went from the pitcher to the catcher to the first baseman. Now, nobody on. Fastball is high. Ball one, one on one. On deck, Roger Maris. Lock into the windup. Curve way high outside. Two balls, one strike. Lock goes to the rosin bag this time. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Mickey. A foul back in the upper deck and out of play. 2-2 on Mick. The Indians are a game and a half ahead of the Orioles and 3.5 ahead of the Yankees. High outside, ball three. 3-2. Mickey has 10 hits in his last 20 at-bats. That's a .500 average. Now the payoff pitch to Mantle. Way high outside, ball four. Gets away from Foyles running to the screen. Mantle is around first and then holds on. Boy, Locke has really been wild. And Joe Gordon, the Indian manager, coming out of the dugout. Locke has not only been missing the plate, but missing his catcher as well. In this inning, he has thrown two back to the screen, and that's all for Bobby Locke, as Joe Gordon signals for the relief pitcher. And while we're waiting for the relief pitcher to come on, let's pause for station identification.
June of 1460 on the radio dial is the WOKO, Albany, New York. 28 minutes and 30 seconds after 9.
So Bobby Locke is out of there after pitching 4 2/3 innings in which he allowed 6 hits, walked 4, didn't strike out anybody, and has allowed 3 runs so far. left-hander coming on. Looks like Dick Stigman. We'll wait for the announcement. He has his jacket on. If it is Stigman, he made a tremendous relief job against the Yankees last time he came into the stadium. That's who it is, Dick Stigman, the young left-hander. He's 6'3 and 200 pounds from Nimrod, Minnesota. This is his 15th appearance of the year. He's won two and lost three. And the night he relieved against the Yankees back on May the 10th, he pitched two and a third innings. He gave up only one hit and struck out one. That was the game he won in relief of Jim Perry. He also relieved against the Yankees on May the 17th and saved the game for Gary Bell. This is his third appearance against the Yankees this year, all of them in relief. He'll be facing Roger Maris with two out and Mickey Mantle at first base. The Yankees scored all three runs in the third inning when Richardson walked. Got safely to second when Aspromonte dropped a throw from Hank Boyles. Scored on Boyer's double. Dittmar single to center, moving Boyer to third. Kubek bounced to first, and Boyer scored when Vic Power threw the ball to Woody Hale at shortstop. Then Lopez single to center, and Mantle single to center, driving in Tony Kubek. All three runs for the Yankees. Meanwhile, the Indians scored one in the first on a triple by Pearsall and a single by Aspromonte. One in the fourth on a single by Keene, and a double by Vic Power. And one in the fifth, after two are out, Pearsall, Aspromonte single, and Keene double. Tied a record held by many players, the most double plays unassisted in the game, too. The last player to do it, though, was Steve Bilko of the Cards in 1953. All right, here's Roger Maris stepping in. He takes a curve high outside, ball one. Mantle is at first base with two out and a score tied 3-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. On deck, Yogi Berra. Curve is over, strike called, 1-1 the count. Throw to first, and Mantle's back. Hank Boyles was looking at the pitcher when he threw that ball to first base. He almost picked Vic Power off. Mantle had to jump back into first base. That was a tricky play. Gotta watch those National Leaguers when they get over here in the American League. Here's the stretch. Pitch is swung at and missed, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Santa sets. There goes Mantle. The ball is hit. Vic Power backhands it. Stigman's going to be late covering. And Maris beats it out. Dick Stigman did not get off the mound. And that should go as a base hit. Because Maris beats Stigman to the bag. It does. It's a base hit for Roger Maris. Mantle was going. And Vic Power had to go far to his right. Got the ball in plenty of time. But Stigman was late breaking off the mound. And Maris beat it out. Here comes Yogi Berra. Yogi flied to left and bounced to first. So now it's two out. Mantle at second. Maris at first. Score tied 3-3. Yogi Berra the batter. Very seldom do you see a pitcher fail to break off that mound. Well, I guess it happens to relief pitchers more than starting pitchers. All right, here's a stretch by Stigman. Pitch to Yogi is swung at and missed, strike one. The ball was in the dirt. Yogi went after a bad low curveball. But he's hit pitches like that right out of the park. It's hard to tell what's a bad pitch to Yogi. Roger Maris' first hit against the Cleveland Indians in 18 at-bats. That's both here and on the road. So Raj has not had too much luck with the Cleveland pitching this year, and that's about the only team he hasn't had any success with. Here's the stretch. The pitch is fouled back out of play. Strike two. Sam made a nice play of that ball as it kicked off the top of the upper deck. Nothing and two on Yogi. Two out and two on. Bottom of the fifth. Yankees three and the Indians three. Big crowd here tonight at Yankee Stadium watching the ball game. The pitch to Yogi is hit on the ground at first base. Vic Power up with it. Races. No, he throws to the pitcher covering in time. He was going to take it himself. Saw that he couldn't beat Yogi and then flipped to Stigman, who that time got there in time. For the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth, no runs. One hit. No Indian errors. Two men left. The score at the end of five full innings. Cleveland, three runs, eight hits, one error. The Yankees, three runs, seven hits, and one error. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. In the American League, now at the end of four full innings, the White Sox scored six in the top of the fourth. They lead the Red Sox 7-2 at the end of four. Kemmerer for Chicago. Brewer started, Sturdivant in the fourth. Kansas City, three. Baltimore, three at the end of four. Hall against Barber. Detroit 7 and Washington nothing at the end of 3.5, and those Tigers are red hot now. Running for Detroit, Staub started, Lee in the first, Kralik in the fourth. Steve Bilko homered in the first with two on. In the National League, the Cubs defeated the Phillies 6-1. Mark Freeman all the way, former Yankee, pitched a four-hitter for the Cubs. Owens the loser, Gomez in the fifth, Robinson in the eighth. Ernie Banks is 15th, homer of the year in the third with one on. Cardinals lead the Pirates 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Haddock's against Jackson. Cincinnati at Los Angeles and Milwaukee at San Francisco start later on. In the sixth inning, Vic Power, who lined a third and doubled a short center field, will lead off. Power, wearing uniform number 10. Swings the bat back and forth, keeps it low. Art Dittmar on the mound for New York. The pitch to Power. Hit on the ground to third. Boyer up with it. Over to Scarron, one away, and Power went after a bad low curve that time. He tried to hit it by Cletus Boyer, who was playing him in. One away. Woody Hill, who bounced to third and bounced to short. Though Woody is batting only 255, at least he came into the game with that average. He has five doubles, one triple, 11 homers, and with his RBI tonight has 33 runs batted in. Pitch to Woody is outside, ball one. On deck, George Strickland. Nothing pitch is outside, ball two. 2-0. Tomorrow it'll be Whitey Ford against Jim Mudcat Grant. That's Ladies' Day tomorrow afternoon, the Yankees and the Indians. 2-0 pitch is popped in the air. Tony Kubek, the shortstop, is pounding his glove on the edge of the outfield grass and makes the catch. And boy, that one was way up there. Woody Hill had time to get all the way down to second base before Kubek made the catch. Two ways. Here's George Strickland, who was called out on strikes and flied out to center field. Strickland had his first homer of the year the other day against the Red Sox to win a game for Cleveland. Right-hand hitter. Two out, nobody on. Pitch to Strickland. Is hit in the air to straightaway center field. Mickey Mantle drifting under it and makes the catch for the third out. So for Cleveland, nothing across in the top of the sixth inning. The score at the end of five and a half innings. Cleveland three and the Yankees three. Yankees in the bottom of the sixth inning, it'll be Scarron, Richardson, and Boya facing Dick Stigman. So Bobby Locke, who started, is relieved of the responsibility of either the win or the loss in this ballgame. He cannot be the winning or losing pitcher. It's Stigman and Dittmar. Scarron bounced to short and beat out a bunt. One for two. Pitch to the Moose is a curve high, ball one. Pearsall is not playing quite as shallow against Scarron as he has for the other Yankee hitters. Ground ball past the pitcher. Rastamani at second, up with it. Over to Vic Powell, one away. Moose hit that right off the end of his bat. Could have split it. The pitcher dove for it, couldn't get to it, but Astromonte was playing Moose over towards second. One away. There's Bobby Richardson, who walked and singled. Bobby has scored one run. His 11th run of the year, by the way. First pitch to Richardson is in there, strike call. Bobby bluffed a bunt, but nobody was charging in. Sign on the scoreboard. Scarron leads the American League in doubles with 15. Pitch to Richardson is hit on the ground to the shortstop. Woody held in the big hop. Fires to first in time to get him. Boy, did he throw that one. One of the strongest throwing arms of any infielder, or outfielder for that matter, Woody held. As Richardson hit a high Baltimore chop down on him, he had to get rid of it and put plenty on it. Two out. Here's Cletus Boyer, who doubled and walked. Boyer has driven in a run and scored a run. 3-3 the score, bottom of the sixth. Two out, nobody on. Pitch to Boyer is in there, strike call. Stigman has a very unusual windup, almost as though there were a man on base. Sort of faces towards first base. A curve inside, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is swung at and missed. Strike two. Might have fouled tip that one as Boyle dropped the ball. One ball, two strikes. Stigman goes to the rosin bag. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch. Strike three, swinging. Got him on a sharp breaking curveball. That's the first strike out of the ball game for any Cleveland pitcher, and 40 Yankees in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no Indian errors, and nobody left. The score at the end of six full innings, Cleveland 3 and the Yankees 3. Another look at the scoreboard. White Sox 7, Red Sox 2 at the end of 4. Kansas City 3, Baltimore 3 at the end of 5. Tigers 7, Washington nothing at the end of 4. In the National League, Cubs beat the Phillies 6-1. Pirates and Cardinals tied 1-1 at the end of 2.5. Cincinnati at Los Angeles and Milwaukee at San Francisco start later on. We haven't said too much yet about the All-Star game to be played at Yankee Stadium, and that's on Wednesday afternoon, July 13th. Tickets are not on sale as yet, and no orders are being accepted. Public sale of All-Star tickets will be announced shortly, perhaps in a week or maybe 10 days. Just watch for the announcement, because this is a game you'll surely want to attend. And another reminder, get those tickets in now for the Day of Days at Yankee Stadium. Old Time is day Saturday, August the 13th. Well, we've got quite a ball game going here as we get ready to go in the top of the seventh inning. And Hank Foyles, who has hit two, sending the Yankee outfielders deep on both of them, ready to step into the batter's box, ready to go, Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Art Dittmar delivers outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. This is the third time that Foyles has led off in the game. no strikes. The outfield straight away. Now the pitch is inside. Ball two, 2-0. A 2-0 count on the right-handed hitting Hank Foyles, who originally was in the Yankee farm system. Now the pitch swung on, the drive into left center. Mantle moves over to take it. One down, and here's Dick Stigman. He's had 1-for-5 this season. Bobby Richardson runs in from his position to talk to Dittmar. Actually, Dittmar wanted to say something to him. Stigman, right-hand batter. Dittmar's pitch is outside. Ball one. Indians 3, Yankees 3 in the 7th inning. Dittmar's next pitch is low outside for ball two. 2-0. And the 2-0 pitch in there. Strike one. 2-1. The pitch swung on, bounce to Richardson. He gloves it beautifully, going to his left and throws him out. Bobby Richardson flashing over to his left to make a one-hand pickup of the bid for the base hit. Now Jimmy Pearsall. Tripled, hit to the box, and singled to left. Takes high inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. It's in there, strike one, 1-1. Outfield straight away. Jimmy's off on a hitting spree. Now the delivery. High, ball two, change of pace. The 2-1 pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on, say, fly ball into left. Lopez waiting and takes it. Side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 6.5 innings, Cleveland 3, New York 3. The battery for Cleveland is Stigman and Foyles. Takes two to tango, as they say. Same way with beer. Lightness is fine, but that's just a half of it. To really refresh, a beer must have lightness plus flavor, and that's Ballantine all the way. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. Matter of fact, it proves to more and more people every day that a beer can be light and still give you all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. All of which explains why Ballantine beer is the crisp refresher. So if lightness alone won't do for you, if you want a beer with flavor too, then you just open up or order up smooth, delicious Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. You'll see why Ballantine's the largest selling beer in the East. We mean all the way from Maine to Florida. last half of the seventh inning. Art Dittmar is first up. Then Tony Kubek and Hector Lopez. Dick Stigman, in relief of Bobby Locke, has been extremely effective. Dittmar singled to center and hit to the box into a double play. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch to Dittmar is outside, ball two, fastball. Big left-hander to the windup. Aims this one and it's over. Strike one. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Strike two. 2-2. Two strikes, and the next pitch is inside for ball three. 3-2. Stigman into the windup round, comes the left arm, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout in a row for Stigman. One out, and the batter now is Tony Kubek. Fly to left center, grounded to first and walked. The pitch is high, ball one. Delivery swung on and popped up into the air to the left of the mound. Held gets the call, makes the catch. Two away, and here's Hector Lopez. Grounded to short, single to center, and lined to first into a double play. The paid attendance tonight is 46,030. 46,030 with an overall total, including servicemen admitted free, of 46,866. The largest crowd of the season at the stadium. The pitch to Lopez. Curveball over, strike one. Three, last of the seventh. And the one strike pitch. High fastball, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up to Woody Held, backing up on the grass, back at shortstop. He makes the catch, and the side's retired. Seven in a row retired by Stigman of the eight men he's faced. And now the ball has really been hit to the outfield. That ball has just popped up just back of short. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of seven innings, Cleveland, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Four left on New York, three runs, seven hits, one error, and five men left on base. The White Sox eight, the Red Sox two at the end of five innings. Kansas City at Baltimore 3-3 at the end of five and a half. Detroit seven, Washington nothing, 10-4.5. In the National League, Cubs beat the Phils today, 6-1. Tonight, Pittsburgh at St. Louis, 1-1 at the end of three innings. Cincinnati at Los Angeles, Milwaukee at San Francisco. Coast time start. Before we go to the eighth inning, why don't you enjoy a tall, frosty glass full of Ballantine beer, the light beer with true lager flavor, a crisp refresher. Ken Aspromonte, first up in the eighth inning, batting second in the order. Harvey Keene on deck and Tito Francona to follow. Aspromonte's had two for three. He singled to center, grounded to short, and singled to right. Art Dittmar's been in there all the way, into the windup, and the pitch outside, ball one. The delivery swung on, hit for the box. Dittmar tosses on to Scarron to retire Aspromonte. Harvey Keene grounded to short into a double play, single to center, and then double to left. Delivery in there, strike one. Next pitch in there, strike two, curveball. Pitch swung on, a pop-up, and nobody's going to get it, and Keene's going to beat it. A little pop-up behind the mound that neither Richardson nor Kubek could get to, and Dittmar might have caught it, but he sort of looked around for somebody else to make the play. And so Keene has a base hit on a ball that drops between the mound and second base. Francona flying to right, hit to the box and grounded to second. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. To the stretch, the pitch to Francona, swung on, lined in the center for a base hit. Keene stops at second. Mantle tosses on to Kubek. And here now is Vic Power.
And the Indians pick up the break that is always important in a game like this. On the Keene base hit, Cato Francona keeps it alive with a line base hit to center. And here's Vic Power, who lined to third, doubled to left, and grounded out to third. Woody Held on deck. 10 hits for the Indians. Delivers in there for a strike. Vic Power hits the ball to all fields. batting 331 on the season as the game began. And Dittmar asks for the sign again from Barra. Keen moves off second, Francona off first, and the pitch swung on and popped up. Scarron under it and fouled down, and they're two away. Power fouls out to Scarron. Now here's Woody Held, and grounded to third and short and popped out to short. Of the stretch, and the pitch swung on and fouled off out of play in the upper deck. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Keene moves off second, Francona off first. Art Dittmar delivers, and Held swings and bounces it toward short. Kubek up with it, throws on to Scarron in time, and the side's retired. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, score remains Cleveland 3, New York 3. In the last half of the eighth inning, Mantle, Maris, and Barra coming up. Whenever you're in the mood for some refreshment, try Frosty Cool Ballantine Beer, the crisp refresher. It's good, and I'll tell you why. Ballantine Beer has what you ought to have to really refresh you: lightness plus flavor. Ballantine Beer is the light beer with true lager flavor. It proves a beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. That's why Ballantine Beer is the crisp refresher. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a foam-topped glass full of the crisp refresher. Ballantine Beer goes great with a good ball game. Goes great anytime. We pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. Time in 25 seconds. 2 minutes after 10.
Three, it's the last of the eight. Mantle batting right-handed for the first time tonight. That one for two. Grounded to first, single to center, and walked. Dick Stickman's pitch in there for a strike. Left-hander to the windup, and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, nothing and two. And the two-strike pitch. Swung on, there's a drive to deep left. And that ball is gone for a home run. Into the left field seat for his 12th home run on a no-ball, two-strike count. 4-3 New York, and Roger Maris takes it high, ball one. Six home runs for Mickey since the first of the month. The pitch to Maris, swung on, hit foul, down back of first. Strike one, one and one. That ball was a line drive, and while it wound up well back into the seats, it began to sink as it neared the barrier, and we had to hold back to see whether Francona was going to get to it or not. The 1-1 pitch to Maris. Inside, ball two, 2-1. Mantle's 12th homer and 26 runs batted in, two tonight. Now the pitch swung on to high fly ball into right center. Jimmy Pearsall getting under it. Makes the catch. Run away. And here's Yogi Berra. Flying to left, grounded to first twice. Stigman into the windup, in comes the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Three, New York. Now the delivery. Ball one. One and one. The 1-1 delivery. Over. Strike two. One and two. Yogi didn't like the call. Two pitch on its way. Inside, 2-2. Now the 2-2 delivery swung on and hit into right field for a base hit. Yogi pulled it between Power and Aspromonte, a soft liner. Aspromonte broke to his left, but couldn't catch up to it. Bill Skarin coming up. Grounded to short, beat out a bunt, and grounded to second. Checks Yogi. Here's the pitch. Swung on, say fly ball into right. Harvey Keene makes the catch, and Yogi goes back to first. Two down, and Bobby Richardson coming up. Dick Stigman, who relieved Bobby Locke in the fifth inning, gave up an infield hit to Maris, and then retired the next seven men. Did not allow a ball to be hit out of the infield until this inning. And all four men have hit outside the infield. Richardson takes it inside for a ball. Two outs, one on, and one in. Dick Stigman's pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, one and one. Pitch swung on, little roller down the third baseline, twist foul, strike two, one and two. In the ninth inning, scheduled to bat are George Strickland, Hank Foyles, and Dick Stigman. is swung on and grounded foul back to first base. Two count on Richardson, two outs. Barra leads away from first. Stigman's delivery swung on and hit foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on, a high fly ball into short right. Aspromonte out, Keen in, and Aspromonte makes the catch. One run on Mantle's homer, two hits, no errors, one left on. The end of eight innings. New York, four runs, nine hits, one error. Six left on. Cleveland, three runs, 10 hits, one error, and six left on. Is not going out in the ninth inning. He hurt his knee before he hit the homer. He hurt his knee on a sliding effort to get a ball in the let's see what inning it was, back about the fourth or fifth inning. In the fifth inning, and he kicked the ball with a knee. So Maris is going to center, Lopez to right, and Kubek to left. McDougal to third, and Boyer to short. The White Sox eight, Red Sox two, and a 5.5 innings. Kemmerer for Chicago. For Boston, Brewer, Sturdivant in the fourth, Bosefield in the sixth. Ted Williams just got a homer in the sixth inning, the 496th of his career. Kansas City three, Baltimore three, end of 6.5 innings. Hall and Barber. Detroit 7, Washington 3 and a 6 innings. Bunning for Detroit, Staubs for Washington. Lee in the first, Kralik in the fourth, Cott in the sixth. Bilko had a 3-run homer in the first. Johnny Temple is going to come up and bat for Strickland. And Bob Hale will pinch it for Foyles. In the National League, Chicago beat Philadelphia 6-1 today. Freeman beat Owens. Banks got his 15th homer in the third and one on. St. Louis 3, Pittsburgh 1, end of four innings. Jackson against Haddix. Boyer got his 15th homer in the fourth inning. Cincinnati at Los Angeles, Milwaukee at San Francisco, later starts. Johnny Temple batting for George Strickland in the ninth inning. Right-hand batter. Art Dittmar's pitch. Swung on, a fly ball into right field, and Lopez waiting, takes it for the out. Now Bob Hale, a left-hand batter, with power. He has 5 for 18. Hale hitting for Foyles. Got out onto the field and is running around the outfield. Game's being held up. A cat got loose. Now it's running out center field behind the monuments and along the... Then it stops. Thought it saw a hole. Now it's going along around right field over by the auxiliary scoreboard. It got through the visiting the Yankee bullpen gate. It had quite a sprint. Bob Hale, left-hand batter. Art Dittmar's Shakes off the sign. Now he's ready. Into the windup and the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Chuck Tanner is out on deck to bat for Stigman. Dittmar up over the head twice, and the pitch. Curve is lined into right field, foul. Strike two, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Dittmar into the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Two away, and here's Chuck Tanner hitting for Dick Stigman. Tanner had been on the disabled list. He fell in his home over the winter and tore his Achilles tendon. Back on the active roster this past week. McDougal and Barra talking with Dittmar. He was trying to find out how to pitch him, and he looked over in the dugout, and somebody was kidding the other hands out. We don't know. Pearsall's on deck. Chuck Tanner, left-hand hitter. Dittmar to the windup, and the pitch is low, ball one. And the 1-0 pitch swung on, a foul ball down the first baseline, strike one. Pitch to Tanner. Swung on. There's a fly ball to short center. Maris coming on fast. He's got it, and the ball game's over. And the Yankees win it 4-3. Art Dittmar all the way. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. And Mickey Mantle's home run in the eighth inning decides the issue finally. And as we get ready to give you the totals, pour yourself some of that crisp refresher, Ballantine beer, the light beer with true lager flavor. The totals, New York 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on. Cleveland, 3 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on. Art Dittmar all the way to win it. His fourth win, he's lost 3, 1-0 against Cleveland this season. Dick Stigman, who relieved Bobby Locke in the fifth inning with two out, is charged with a defeat, his fourth. He's 1-2. He's 1-1 against New York on the season. Yankees win their fourth in a row and 6 out of their last 7, and stop the Indians' 5-game winning streak and put themselves within 2.5 lengths of the Indians.
Well, that winds up another Ballantine baseball broadcast. And now this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your friendly Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial Gasoline to keep your car on the go. And P. Ballantine and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantine Beer, the largest selling beer in the East. This